ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's time to talk sport with Joe Sullivan. Good morning, Joe.
Hello there.
In rugby league, a tantalising matchup to kick off round 10.
Yes, there's quite a few matchups that we're looking forward to this weekend in the rugby league. The fourth-placed Dolphins host the fifth-placed Sea Eagles at Lang Park in Brisbane tonight. Coach Wayne Bennett keen to put speculation about his future to one side and concentrate on the footy tonight. He's played coy with the media about where he might be coaching at the end of this season into next season, basically because he will be handing over the coaching reins at the Dolphins at the end of this year. That agreement has already been made. And his former club, the Rabbitohs, have made no secret of bringing him back to the club to replace the man who replaced him in 2021. Meanwhile, the Dolphins will be boosted by the return of centre Herbie Farnworth, who's missed four games with a shoulder injury. And the Sea Eagles will be boosted by Ben Trbojevic, after missing three games with a hamstring. At the end of the day, there's a top four spot up for grabs tonight.
Okay. I love the old coach moves on, coach comes back.
Big merry-go-round.
Yes, a familiar story. In cycling, stage six has been run and won, and there's a dispute about the race leader's pants.
Yes, this is in the Giro d'Italia in Italy. So let me bring you up to speed with what happened on stage six, and then I'll get into the pants scenario.
Yeah, because I'm waiting for the pants. But sure, tell me the other bit.
So the Tour's raced into Lucca in Tuscany, and a four-man breakaway getting to the finish line ahead of the peloton. Benjamin Thomas timing his run perfectly to get the stage win, with Aussie Caleb Ewan at the front of the peloton and awarded sixth. But this is the part that you want to hear. The race leader, Tadej Pogačar, has been forced to change the colour of his outfit after unwittingly angering race organisers. So when you lead the tour, the Giro d'Italia, you wear the pink jersey, and the organisers give that to you, and they give you some guidelines as to what you can wear in and around it.
Right, so you wear that, and this is the other stuff you're allowed to wear with it.
Yeah, so basically the pants that go with the top. Now, he's worn sort of a maroon, purpley coloured pants, and that's in part to pay tribute to one of Italy's greatest football teams from Turin, which was commemorating a sad anniversary. 75 years ago, the team was killed in a plane tragedy. So he's worn that as a sign of, like, respect.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that's angered the organisers so much, they actually threatened him with disqualification for breaching the rules around clothing. So today he's gone around in the black pants.
God, they're a bit strict, aren't they? All right, that's weird. In cricket, anonymous warning from Aussie Travis Head in the Indian Premier League overnight.
Well, look, we're only weeks away from the 2020 World Cup in the Caribbean and the US, and Travis Head opens the batting for Australia and went absolutely berserk in the Indian Premier League last night for Sunrisers Hyderabad. He smashed 89 from just 30 balls. He powered the Sunrisers to a 10-wicket win over the Lucknow Super Giants with more than 10 overs remaining. Like, it's just brutal. Absolutely brutal. A phenomenal performance from Head. And the Sunrisers are now sitting third on the table, who are captained by Pat Cummins.
Excellent. Let's talk AFL. Two heavyweights go head-to-head at the MCG tonight.
That's right. Carlton hosts the Demons, and it will be headlined by four changes to the Blues. Mitch McGovern and Brody Kemp provide some defensive reinforcements for the Blues, while Ollie Hollins and Jack Barton also return to the side. The Demons, just the one change. Jake Bowie returns after a shoulder injury he suffered back in opening round. Now, expect a close game tonight. The last four times that these teams have played, the winning margin has been an average of just 7 points. You've got one of the league's best defences in Melbourne up against one of the most exciting forward lines in the competition with Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay. So it should be a cracker. Also, some good news for the Bulldogs. Been talking a lot of negativity about that club this week. Good news, their exciting young forward Jamara Ugle-Hagan has put pen to paper. 2-year extension for him. He's a number one draft pick, so he's there at least until the end of 2026.
Excellent. In football, we know who will be playing in the European Champions League final.
Late, late drama in Madrid this morning. For a while, it looked like the biggest club football tournament would be an all-German affair, as German powerhouse Bayern Munich scored in the 68th minute in Madrid, and they were just minutes away from securing an upset win and join their fellow German club Borussia Dortmund in the final. But enter substitute Real Madrid's Joselu, who poked home a keeper error just before injury time, and minutes later VAR helped confirm he'd scored the deciding goal. So Real Madrid winning through on 4-3 on aggregate, and they will go to Wembley for the final on the 2nd of June. Also, breaking news, the former head of the Spanish Football Federation, Luis Rubiales, will be tried for sexual assault over the unsolicited kiss he gave the player Jenny Hermoso at the Women's World Cup final after they won that tournament in Australia. He'll also be tried for coercion alongside the former coach of the women's national team, the team's current sporting director, and the Federation's head of marketing. All are accused of trying to persuade Hermoso into saying the kiss was consensual. Rubiales has always denied wrongdoing.
Tennis, all eyes on Rafael Nadal later this evening as he takes to the court in Rome.
Correct. The Spanish champion trying to get his body through the rigours of top flight tennis since a number of injuries have hampered him. You might remember he pulled out of the Australian Open as well as the Monte Carlo Masters not that long ago. But this ATP tournament in Rome is critical in his preparation for the French Open, which is, of course, his preferred surface of clay, and then the Olympics later this year. He'll take on Belgian qualifier Zizou Bergs. Meanwhile, Australian Alex Vukic has fought his way into the second round with a straight sets win over Argentinian Diego Schwartzman 6-2, 6-2.
And a quick Olympics update.
Yes, the Olympic flame has arrived on French soil in the port of Marseille. A whole bunch of ships that welcomed it into the port where the flame was on board a 19th century ship. They reckon there's about 150,000 people there to see the flame arrive, which is pretty significant. And just 78 days to go until the Games.
Yeah, I know. Countdown's certainly on. Thank you very much, Joe. See ya. Okay. Joe Sullivan there. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.